This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran has scrapped its morality police after more than 2 months of protests triggered by the arrest of Mahsa Amini for allegedly violating the country's strict female dress code, local media said Sunday. It comes a day after President Ibrahim Raisi said in televised comments Saturday, Iran's Republic and Islamic foundations were constitutionally entrenched, quote, but there are methods of implementing the constitution that can be flexible. Women-led protests labeled riots by the authorities have swept Iran since the 22-year-old Iranian of Kurdish origin died on September 16th. 3 days after her arrest by the morality police in Tehran. More Chinese cities, including Urumqi in the far west, announced an easing of coronavirus curbs on Sunday after unprecedented protests against restrictions last weekend. Urumqi, the capital of the Xinjiang region where protests first erupted, will reopen malls, markets, restaurants, and other venues from Monday, authorities said. Strict lockdowns after months. The protests were an unprecedented show of civil disobedience in mainland China since President Xi Jinping took power in 2012. In the days since, numerous cities have announced the easing of lockdowns, testing requirements, and quarantine rules. The OPEC oil cartel and allied producers, including Russia, aren't changing their targets for shipping oil to the global economy. The decision Sunday comes amid uncertainty about the impact of new Western sanctions against Russia that could take significant amounts of oil off the market. This is VOA News. The head of U.S. intelligence says Russia's war against Ukraine is running at a, quote, reduced tempo and suggests Ukrainian forces may have the upper hand in coming months. Avril Haines said Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, is becoming more informed of the challenges that the military faces in Russia, but she said it's unclear whether he has a, quote, full picture of the challenges. She said her team expects both sides will look to refit, resupply, and reconstitute for a possible Ukrainian counteroffensive in the spring. In recent weeks, Russia's military focus has been on striking Ukrainian infrastructure and pressing an offensive in the east near the town of Bakhmut. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday it was up to the governing party's National Executive Committee to decide his future in the face of allegations of misconduct against him. Ramaphosa, who said he would attend an NEC meeting scheduled for Monday, is fighting for his political future after a panel of experts found he may have violated his oath of office in regards to millions of dollars allegedly found at his private game farm. Ramaphosa has denied any wrongdoing and has not been charged with any crimes. The president's allies have rallied around him, and on Saturday, his spokesman said he would not resign. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Sunday ordered preparations for widening a back-to-work order beyond the cement industry amid a lengthy trucker strike. Thousands of South Korean truckers have been on strike for more than 10 days, with negotiators for the government and unions making no progress on disagreements over minimum pay rules. Yoon called for punishment of those violating laws during the strike, ordering ministers to take action to minimize damage, such as employing alternative drivers, military personnel, and military equipment. Russian enthusiasts of cold water swimming opened the winter season in a Siberian river on Sunday. Several dozens of men and women who call themselves walruses braved icy waters of a local river in freezing temperatures. Many believe that cold water swimming is the most effective way of staying healthy during severely cold Siberian winters. The average temperature there for December is minus 20 degrees Celsius or minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. Find more on these stories and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.